are faced with daily. It's something that I believe all of us probably struggle with in certain times of our lives. The message tonight is on patience. It's on patience. I bet if I asked for a raise of hands, and I won't, if we were honest and I asked how many of us struggle with patience sometimes, I know all the parents would probably raise their hand, first of all. But even someone who works in the workforce, sometimes at jobs, whatever, all of us deal sometimes with patience problems. The definition of patience is this: it's the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Being impatient is something that everybody struggles with sometimes. I know personally, as a youth pastor, I struggle with impatience sometimes. These teenagers try my patience. Hey, man, that's all right. They're probably proud of it. And I love them. But listen, our patience is tried. You got young kids. Listen, they're going to try your patience. You're a boss and you a supervisor for other people at your work. Listen, people are going to try your patience. Each one of us at some time in our life will struggle with impatience. Even though we all struggle with it, some people react differently. Some people, when they're impatient, they just get mad. And they just start spouting off. And they just start speaking their mind and just kind of start yelling at people. And they get mad when they're impatient. Some people, they get very fidgety. Maybe they're waiting on something. They're just kind of sitting there and they just can't sit still. And they're fidgeting around and they're scratching their head. And they're saying, man, hurry up, come on, come on. They're waiting and wait. They get fidgety. Some people stay calm and they bottle it all up. And even though they're impatient, they're just kind of stone and just sitting there and frozen, solid, ready. They're staying calm. Some people, like I said, they yell when they get impatient. Some people just get very stressed out and they're just, man, pulling their hair out. Everybody reacts differently to impatience. I'd like to think of myself as all of the above sometimes when I get impatient. And I bet all of us could think of something, man, yeah, I'm the one that, man, bottles it up, or I'm the one that, man, gets a little frustrated sometimes. Every time I think of patience, I think of Jen Gilbert and the song that she taught her kids, have patience, don't be in such a hurry. I love that. It's always stuck in my head now through the whole message. Well, listen, we all struggle with having patience sometimes. We do. And tonight I want to help all of us, including myself, how learning to be patient. Let's go, we got four things tonight. Let's go to Psalm 27 for number one. Just some thoughts regarding patience. I hope it'll help you tonight. And we'll go quickly. We only got about 20 minutes or so. Some thoughts about patience. What is patience? Number one, let's look at Psalm 27:14. Psalm 27:14 says this: wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Number one, patience is waiting. Patience is waiting. Our, most of us, I'd say, a high percentage of the people in the room, our natural tendency is to rush, 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 rush. We want things done. We want it done now. We need something done, so we're going to do it. We're going to go fast, and we're going to rush, rush, rush. Whether we're driving, whether we're in line at the grocery store, listen, we are always in a rush trying to get things done. That is definitely something that I struggle with. I'm always on the move. Man, I want to get things done. I want to make sure everything's ready. I want to rush, rush, rush. But part of patience is waiting. Every day, folks, whether you're a teenager or whether you're an adult, every day we are faced with situations of waiting. If you had a doctor's appointment today, more than likely you had to wait in the waiting room. And sometimes we think that the waiting room, we shouldn't have to wait in the waiting room. And we think that it's too long in the waiting room. We start to get a little frustrated because we're being impatient. Maybe you're at the grocery store and the person in front of you has got 17,000 coupons. And you're saying, hurry up, I've got to get here, I've got to get there. And you get a little impatient. Maybe it's with your kids. You say, hey, I need you to do this right now. And they're not going quick enough and begin to get impatient. Whatever it may be, you're driving down the highway and the guy in front of you going down the on-ramp is not going fast enough and he's not getting up to speed. And you're honking your horn saying, hurry up, come on. Part of patience is waiting. And nobody, I think, nobody likes to wait. Okay, if you like to wait, man, you got problems. But most people, they don't like to wait. No, man. When I was a kid, man, it was Christmas, December 23rd. I wanted to open those presents right then and there. I don't want to wait till Christmas morning. I wanted to sneak out the Christmas Eve and rip everything open and rewrap it. I didn't want to wait. Nobody likes to wait. Because you know why? Because it can be very annoying sometimes to wait. So we don't like to wait. It's our natural human tendency to not like waiting. But to have true patience, you must be willing to wait. If my wife puts a chicken in the oven, and I get home from work, and it's got a half hour left, and I get home at 5 o'clock, and it's not going to be ready until 5:30, and I say, you know what, I'm hungry right now, so I'm going to take that chicken out of the oven and eat it. Okay, is that exactly? Ugh. Okay, not good. I'm going to get sick. I need to wait till it cooks all the way through and the buzzer goes off. If I don't, it's going to be nasty and it's going to be sick and I'm going to get sick and I don't want to do that. I have to wait till it's fully cooked. And so many times in our life, we're waiting for something. We're waiting on an answer to prayer. We just pray for so many different things. We wait on answers to prayer. We wait on a job. We wait on our car to get fixed. We wait on anything. We're waiting on something, a problem to go away, a person maybe that's in our life that's we're struggling with, and we're waiting for that to get resolved or for them to just go away. On and on we go, things that we wait for in life, and we try to rush it. We try to rush God a lot of times. Listen, Brother Rob, we've talked about your job situation the past few months, and Brother Rob was waiting on God. Listen, I have no doubt that 2 months ago he wanted a job right then and there. But he waited on God. We try to rush it. We try to figure it out on our own, just like I talked about Sunday morning. And we don't have the patience that we need. And listen, if God has an answer and a solution to each thing that we're waiting on, and we need to have patience and wait on Him. Abraham and Sarah had a problem. Okay? God had promised them a son, and they didn't have one. And they were getting older. So what did Abraham do? Did he wait on God? No, he rushed it. And he went into Hagar, and then we have all the problems we're dealing with today because he didn't wait on God. We need to wait on God. The Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." We need to wait on God. Part of patience is waiting. We've got to train ourselves, folks. Many of you have, man, you've dealt with this your entire lives, and maybe you've gotten the hang of it. Listen, I'm still trying to get the hang of having patience and waiting. Part of patience is waiting. Teenagers, when you don't get your way, be patient. Don't get impatient. Don't get all mad. No. Have patience. Be willing to wait. Be willing to wait. Number two, let's go to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. We need to have patience. As Christians, we need to have patience. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Part of patience is waiting. We'll look at number two. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14, let's look at it. It says this, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly." This is verse 14 of 1 Thessalonians 5. "Warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak." And that last phrase says this, "Be patient toward all men." Number two, patience is understanding. Patience is understanding. We must realize that not everybody is like us. Not everybody is like Pastor Donald. Thank the Lord for that. But when I think that somebody else isn't doing something right or they're not doing it my way, I shouldn't get all frustrated with that. No! Not everybody's like me. Not everybody has the same thoughts and opinions that I do or has the same ways of doing things. I have to learn to be patient with people. I have to learn to understand that not everybody is the same. Listen, if someone's doing something maybe unbiblical, that's different. But if they're doing something their way, that is the way that they like to do it, I need to learn to be understanding and have patience with people. Everybody handles things differently. Just like we talked about at the beginning about when we're impatient, everybody's different. Everybody handles things differently. Yes, I understand that people can be a bother sometimes. I hope we're not all too high and mighty to say that we never get frustrated with people. I think all of us can say sometimes we get frustrated with other people. Maybe sometimes you get frustrated with me. And on and on, we can go all over the place. Listen, we have people in our life that can sometimes frustrate us. But we must learn to have biblical patience and to be understanding of people. Listen, I know as a youth pastor in the ministry, I have to be patient. I have to be understanding of people. It's my job, and pastor's job, is people. Is investing in life. I can't just get frustrated and angry at the top of a hat and when people don't do things maybe the way I would have done them to just get annoyed or frustrated. No, I can't do that. You especially can't do that in marriage. Listen, my wife and I, we love each other more than anybody, but we don't do everything the same way. We have different ways of doing certain things. Listen, this is a simple example. When we clean the house together, she's going to laugh at this, but she likes to do it. We both work on a room together. I like to split up. And sometimes in the past, when we first got married, that was a source of frustration for me. See, that's really something dumb to get frustrated at. Yeah, I know it is. But I wasn't being understanding.
I wasn't having biblical patience with other people. Part of having patience is understanding. Because here's the bottom line, folks. We never know what somebody's going through. You never know what somebody's going through. I taught Christian School Chapel today at Metro Baptist Church in Belleville. And part of I taught on how to have a good day. And part of it was helping somebody and really being a blessing to somebody. Part of having a good day is just, man, find somebody to help. And the principal got up afterwards and he began to talk about a situation that he dealt with. Where, and he said this, Brother Hiles used to say, be nice to everybody because everybody's having a rough day. And that's true. And what he's saying is, listen, you don't know what people are going through. And this principal at the school mentioned a story of a young lady who had just lost a baby. And no one really knew about it. And someone else in the church was giving her a hard time about something else, not knowing that this woman was hurting and broken. And it caused a lot of stress and strife. Listen, we don't know what people are going through around us. In our church, listen, you may get frustrated or annoyed with somebody because they do things a certain way or they said this and it offended you or whatever it may be. Listen, you never know what people are going through. Even in this room, you never know who got a phone call today with bad news from family. You never know who lost their job today sometimes. You never know who's having marriage problems. You never know these things, which is why we must learn to be patient with people. Perfect example. I could go to McDonald's and at the cashier and I could order something and maybe the order comes back wrong. The lady didn't type it in right. And I could do a couple things. I could go up and say, you know what, this was wrong. And maybe she could give me some attitude. I could say, oh, you're going to give me attitude? You're going to give me attitude? Let me talk to your manager. Get the manager out and say, your employee's, you know, being rude to me and you need to deal with this. And I could make a big stink about all this stuff, about how she messed up my order, she's being mean and being rude, blah, 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 blah. And I could say, well, you know what, that she should, you know, I'm the customer, she needs to treat me with respect and just make a stink about it. Be impatient. And at the same time, and that didn't happen, this is an illustration, Maybe that morning, that lady got up, this cashier got up, and she went out to start her car, and her car didn't start. And she knew she didn't have the money to pay the mechanic. Maybe she had to ride the bus to work, and on the way to the bus stop, she tripped and fell in a puddle and got her pants all dirty, or got her shirt all muddy. And she's just, oh, man, having a rough day. And then she gets to work, and her boss says, you know what, you can work to the end of this week, but then we have to do some layoffs. And then, I'm sorry, we'll call you when we have more work. And listen, all that, I don't know what this cashier is going through. Do you see what I'm saying here? We don't know what people are going through. And here I am making a big deal about some messed up burger, okay, and giving this lady a hard time. When, yeah, she shouldn't have acted that way. But that just because someone treats you wrong doesn't mean you got to treat them wrong. Have patience with people. We must learn to have patience with other people. Especially as Christians, especially as children of God, may we learn to be understanding of other people. You think of the story in Matthew chapter 18 of the servant who didn't do what his master wanted. And he said, Master, please be patient with me, and I'll pay thee all that thou owest. And what did the master do? He said, you know what? I'll give you another chance. Go ahead. He owed this big debt to the master. Well, then what did that guy that just got forgiven his debt do? He went to his buddy who owed him $10 and said, you better pay me what thou owest right now. And that guy said, man, give me some time. He said, nope, threw him in prison. He didn't have patience. The master had patience with that guy who owed the big debt, but he didn't have patience with his friend. We need to learn to have patience. Teenagers, you got to have patience with your brothers and sisters. Patience with your parents, with your teachers, with people at school. Learn to have patience with people. Don't get frustrated at every little thing. Church member, don't get frustrated. Listen, maybe Pastor Rich will do something that you don't really agree with. Maybe he said, well, I don't think we should spend that money. Ooh, I'm stepping on some important stuff now. Hey, you know what? Let's learn to be understanding. Let's learn to trust. Let's learn to trust the Lord. Listen, I'm not saying you can't ask Him afterward, but let's not get frustrated. That's sinful. To get angry at those kind of things, whether it's someone that bothers you or says something and they offended you by accident, let us train ourselves to be patient with one another. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto those who are of the household of faith. May we have patience with each other. When you become impatient or frustrated with someone else, that is a sign of pride and selfishness. When Pastor Donald gets frustrated at somebody for saying something or doing something or forgetting to do something, listen, that's me being prideful and selfish. You didn't do what I asked you to do. You're wasting my time. You're bothering me. You're making me wait. It's selfishness. Patience is understanding. Understanding. We don't know what others are going through. May we have patience. May we be understanding of others. Number three, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Almost done. 1 Corinthians. Got about less than 10 minutes, about 5-6 minutes. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This will be more for the teenagers, I think, but maybe it will affect some of us others as well. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Look at verse 11. It says this, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." Number three, patience is a sign of maturity. Patience is a sign of maturity. Teenagers, you know who whines when they don't get their way? Who whines when they don't get their way? Say, me. No, I'm not talking about that. Babies do. I think of my son Donald when he doesn't get his way. He wants to watch a movie, or he wants to. Before we were driving over to church, and he wanted to put the CD on, listen to a Sunday school song. I said, "Buddy, it was like a 10-second drive. We don't have time to listen to a song." And he got all mad at me about it. He said, "But he's also 4. Some of us, we may not whine when we don't get to hear our Sunday school songs in the car, but we whine about other things. We complain about other things. Patience is a sign of maturity. I think of little kids when someone bothers them and picks on them, or they don't get their own way with a friend, and they whine. Listen, and we do the same thing. Someone bothers us, and we just get all, "Oh, man, I'm so offended. They bothered me. They said this about me, or they did this, or, you know, they forgot my, the anniversary of my cat, and what am I going to do?" And we get so bothered. And listen, patience is a sign of maturity. And can I say this? I'm preaching myself right now. I can get like that. "Oh, woe is me. No one cares about little old me." Man, Lord help me. Patience is a sign of maturity. It's time for us to, all of us, to grow up. We've got to have patience. We've got to be mature. Listen, many of you, man, you've been dealing with this kind of stuff your entire life, and you've figured it out. I'm still learning how to figure that kind of stuff out. I've got to learn to not get offended so easily. Listen, the Bible says in Psalm 119, 165, "Great peace that they which love thy law, nothing shall offend them." Listen, I'm not going to be getting offended at every little thing someone does that may bother me. No. If I love the Lord and I'm trusting God, I won't get offended. I'll have patience with people. I'll be mature about it. And may we, whether we're a teenager or middle-aged or a senior, may we learn to have patience and understand people and really be spiritually mature and not get offended at every little thing that someone does that bothers us. People are going to say stupid, inconsiderate things. That's the bottom line. I wish it wasn't true. Other Christians may say stupid, inconsiderate things to you. But that doesn't mean you have to get bothered and get offended and get hurt by it. You can trust the Lord. You can forgive that person without even telling them you've forgiven them. Listen, it's going to happen, but we must learn to... Preacher mentioned it. I believe it was in the pulpit. I don't know if it was with just me personally or what, but he talked about we need to learn how to have some thicker skin sometimes. And to just brush things off and to get over things and not let those offenses rule us, because what they do is they hinder our walk with God. Patience is a sign of maturity. It's part of being patient. I think of when I was at college and I was getting ready to come home early from college, which when you're at Bible college and you're leaving early, they never really like that at all. And they think you're quitting on God and you're leaving everything and you're getting away from God. And it was God who helped me to come home from school. And I never forget a upperclassman came into my dorm room a few weeks before I left. I was talking to my bus workers. I was a bus captain. And I was explaining the situation. They were supporting me and behind me and trusting the Lord. And this upperclassman came in and pointed his finger at me and said, "You're a joke. You're a joke. I know exactly what you're doing. You're a failure. You're a quitter." And he started ripping into me in front of all my bus workers. And man, I'm telling you, it hurt. But I remember, and I thank God for his grace in that moment, because I really wanted just to haul off and punch the guy. He was bigger than me, too. He probably would have taken care of me. But listen to what I did. I just said, I knew the guys around in the room were getting frustrated at him, too. And I said, "Guys, just..." And I let him say what he was going to say and mouth off. And finally, my other bus worker said, "Get out of here, man. Get out. We don't need that. Get out of here." They kicked him out of the room. And I remember one of the underclassmen that was, I was a junior at the time, and one of the freshmen said, "Man, I can't believe you didn't say anything." I wish I didn't tell him, man. I wanted to say something, but I said, "Man." And listen, in that one moment, I had patience. And I'm glad I didn't say something that I regretted. Sometimes we get impatient and we say things that don't need to be said. I've done that. You've done that. Part of patience is maturity. It's letting things get brushed off and just, say, "You know what? They're probably having a rough day. It's all right. I'll pray for them. You know what? I don't know what they're going through. Oh, you know what? They didn't know that, that I do it this way. Or they maybe didn't understand the whole situation. They said that. They probably don't understand. That's all right. We need to learn to have patience. Patience is a sign of maturity. Last one, Romans 5, 3. Romans chapter 5, and we'll be done. Romans chapter 5 and verse 3. Must have patience. We must have patience. Now, Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5 and verse 3 says, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience." Number one, we said patience is waiting. Number two, patience is understanding. Number three, patience is a sign of maturity. Number four, patience is pressing on. Patience is pressing on. Patience isn't just about waiting with a good attitude or dealing with people kindly. Patience is about faith. Patience is about difficulty, about sadness, about how we react. Terrible times in life are going to come. They already have come for some of us. Terrible times are going to come, and they'll either bring patience or impatience. We react one of two ways. James chapter 1, you don't have to turn there, but I'll turn there. James chapter 1 says, "Brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that she may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." Patience is about pressing on. Trials in life, they're either going to bring faith or fear. They'll bring joy or sorrow. You can have joy in difficult times if you have biblical patience. Trust the Lord. Press on no matter what. It's all about how we react. I have not had many dark trials in my life. But I've seen people go through dark trials, and I've seen people react both ways. I saw my pastor, Pastor Tharp, when his son passed away. I saw how he handled that. I saw a pastor in California. He was one of my teachers at college. His son was also killed in a car accident. And I saw how he handled that with such grace and patience. And listen, I have no doubt that behind closed doors, they grieved and mourned like any parent would. But listen, they trusted God through it. God used that to bring many people to Christ. We have difficult times, and we need to react with patience. It's pressing on even when we don't want to. It's about not giving up when things get difficult, because we know that God has a bigger plan. That's patience. That's patience, is trusting God in the difficult times and knowing that He has a bigger purpose and He has a bigger plan, and we will trust Him and have patience through the storm. Through the fire, we'll have patience. We can't do it without God. We won't have true patience without the Lord's help. God's patient. Thank the Lord for His patience with us. Man, we mess up. I mess up. And God gives me second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth chances. He's patient with me. Listen, may we be patient with other people. Think of all the times that we've failed the Lord. And He still loves us and cares about us. And is there with open arms to forgive us. Some of us have held on to bitterness for too long. We haven't had patience with people. May we get it right tonight. Patience is waiting. Patience is understanding. Patience is maturity. Patience is pressing on. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.